And winners of the Teachers Making a Difference 2025 competition are set to be awarded today in a ceremony taking place at a State House and Tele. The Minister, Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, will officiate the ceremony where 12 outstanding teachers who have gone beyond the call of the duty to impact their learners and the communities will be awarded. The Editor-in-Chief Vision Group, Barbara Kaija, said that over 400 nominations were received and 60 stories published, and out of these, 12 winners were selected.
Since 2017, the Embassy of Ireland in Uganda came on board as partners, and we really appreciate them because this type of journalism is very complicated, it's very expensive. You have to comb the country to be able to find the teachers, and they've been putting in funds to enable us to do the journalism, but also to reward the deserving teachers. This year when we put out the call, we received over 480 nominations. So out of these 480, we were able to publish 60 stories. Out of these 60 stories, that is where the judges, the jury of five distinguished Ugandans, selects the 12 winning stories.
The Vision Group Chief Executive Officer, CEO Don Wanyama, said winners will receive opportunities for professional development, including training trips to Ireland, and thanking the embassy for support.
It was because of this that the Vision Group initiated this project to recognize and reward those teachers who have gone the extra mile, teachers who have not resigned to fate in the face of limited resources, but through personal innovation have enabled learning to take place.
His Excellency Mags Gaino, the Ambassador Ireland to Uganda, pledges to continue supporting the initiative for the betterment of unrecognized teachers.
What I really loved was celebrating the teachers and the whole competition to select the teachers, really recognizing what they had done differently and done well. I thought that was a great acknowledgement. So I stepped into a classroom in West Nile. There were 200 children in the classroom, 9-year-olds, and that sort of shocked me just how many there were, and it gave me a huge appreciation for teachers in Uganda.
Since the start of the competition, so far more than 1,000 teachers have been profiled and 51 have traveled to Ireland under the sponsorship of the Embassy of Ireland in Uganda. Finally, elsewhere,